know, it's our job just to inform.
But you would say that the tongue hanging out indicates perhaps a cardiovascular.
Well, it could indicate a stroke. I think it does. I mean, she was able to, again, during the consultation, she sort of did push it back in at times, but...
But she's had this many times, actually.
Sure.
I mean, obviously you don't.
I don't. I've never seen her like this
before. But I've seen this before.
That's fine, yeah. So, obviously, I rang her sister and I just tried to put her in the picture,
yeah.
Because obviously if something happened to her 3 or 4 days later and no doctor had spoken to a family member, it doesn't look very good.
So you didn't speak to me. I mean, I've been in contact with you for...
Yes, according to the notes, your sister is the first port of call.
Sorry, in what notes?
Well, according to the Holmes notes. Their point, I know, I did think it was a bit odd, because I said to them, isn't it, don't we ring, I didn't know she had a daughter even, but the home informed me that the first point of contact is actually your sister.
Right, and...
Well, I don't want to go into it, but that's obviously...
Well, yes, please, because...
No, Chris, I don't want to go into it. I'm explaining to you why I spoke to your sister first. I can't go against the Holmes' wishes. I can't override.
No, but you did. Did you participate in the conference a couple of, you know, last year?
No.
About whether I was take photos and that.
No, I wasn't part of that conference.
It was another one of your.
Maybe it was. I don't know if any of us went. Mm. Actually, to be fair, but there was. But anyway, the point is that I spoke to your sister, and she assured me that she would ring you and speak to you, and I'm sorry that hasn't happened, but...
She texted.
Well, she should have rung you, really, I think she should have rung you. So, anyway, so the things are at the moment is that I don't think your mother is particularly well, and obviously, I'm going to go and see her again tomorrow, and I'll keep a close eye on her, but if she, you know... And
I'm concerned about, you know, the possible... You know, all this, well, with
I don't want to go into any big debate. I've rung you and explained to you what the situation is.
Yes.
You know, so it's up to you to do whatever you think is best. I will look after the medical aspects of your mother. I'll keep a close eye on her. And, you know, we felt that, you know, the way she was, as she is at the moment, it wasn't, you know, we decided to keep her at the home. Because obviously transferring to a hospital would be quite a big deal for her. And she's very frail. I'm just saying that's what we decided, you know, decided that the best decision was to keep her comfortable and keep her in the home, which I think is the right thing to do, rather than to transfer to hospital and put her on drips and scans and, you know, she would have really struggled, I think that may have even finished her off, really, to be fair, if you know, in hospital you can get all sorts of bugs and transfer and ward. So I thought it was the best thing, and your sister agreed also, that just to keep her safe. And, you know, she's quite a frail lady. And so I'm going to go and see her tomorrow. But